honey. Yeah, no, I'm sorry I pulled you into this channel. I wanted to talk to you. Yeah, no, it's no big deal. No, it's no big deal. No, I don't want to push to talk back on. We're in between bosses. We have to go catch up with the other one. Listen here. Okay. We will get to Arthas. No, I'm very glad that we're playing Vanilla WoW. It's great. It's just that new mage who's in the guild, you know, she's really flirty. I was wondering, Dream. Yeah, I was wondering, you've been talking to her a lot. And despite being a frost mage, she sure seems to be rather warmed up to you, if anything was going on. Yes, I know we're together, but, you know, she just seems to have a natural affinity for you, and I was just wondering if you, how you might be feel. Yes, well, no. When everybody was talking about loot, you decided to give it to her, even though that was a better healer drop. And well, no, I don't necessarily need it, but it would have raised my item level quite a bit. You just seem really, really, really happy with her presence in a way that I feel might be a little inappropriate. What do you mean? Lots of girls like you. You're a catch. You're like freaking awesome. And I love you. And I could love you, of course, other women could. I get it. Your past, you haven't had the best luck, and it must be nice having the attention of yet another girl, but what? You think I'm jealous? Jealous? I'm not jealous. I'm just making sure we're all on the same page. Like, does she know that we're, well, yes, I could tell her that we're dating, but I think that she would probably better hear it. It would be best to be heard from you rather than me tell her. She runs to you and then it. I don't know. No, you're right. We do need to go up to the other. Here, we'll just say in party chat. I can absolutely heal everyone and be down here. We'll just tell them that we need a minute and that we're a prepared raid. Here. Perfect. No, I get it. You want to go back up there and talk to them, but we're a thing, and we're important, and I get that, you know, getting this achievement is also important, but the Arthas fight isn't hard. Like, we've beaten it 100 times. This is Vanilla WoW, and yes, it is hard when you're at the same level, and we're dungeon. I don't want to fight. I don't want to see this be a fight. I just had some questions and thought we could clear it up. This doesn't have to be an argument. It's not an argument. I am not talking through my teeth. You're talking through your teeth. I'm not. Will you just listen to me? There's no reason for you to be acting like this. No, I'm not trying to say that you can't have friends who aren't girls. I'm just saying that those friends who, look, I can't even talk straight. I'm not saying that you can't have friends who are girls. I'm just saying that friends who are girls that you have should probably know that I exist and that they should be very respectful of me, especially in my presence. Actually, you know what? They should be even more respectful when I'm not around, because we wouldn't want other people thinking something was going around. I haven't exactly had good luck either with my past relationships. I don't want to see this go bad. What do you mean it's cute? It's not cute to be upset. It's not cute to be insecure. It's just that I love you. I love you more than I love anything in this world. You mean more to me than anything. You make me feel safe. You make me feel happy. I feel like I can talk to you about anything. When I talk to you, it just feels like time flies by. And I just, I don't know. I don't know why we... No, it's fine. No, it's fine. No, I don't want to get into a group call with her. I don't want this to be a huge thing. I don't want this to be... I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you. How about that? All right? I lose every good thing that happens in my life, and it all goes to crap, and there's never enough communication, and it took a lot for me to be willing to talk to you about this. Okay? No, she seems lovely, but I have a bad feeling about her, you know? I tried to set the boundary. I tried to also hint that we were together. I tried to pull you off to the side. And even when it came to pulling into this voice chat, she asked you, like, why do I have to take you away? I just would appreciate it if something was very playful, that it got shut down and expectations set so that feelings don't have to get hurt. Or better yet, never talk to a female again. Well, I mean, you can talk to them. They're always going to make me feel like there's a saying, like, it's, you know, when you have a job, you get all these job offers. When you don't have a job, you don't get job offers. When you have someone, everybody wants to be with you. And when you don't have someone, no one wants to. They see me going after you as making you desirable. Therefore, it makes them all rush after you. And just, yes, there's other girls. Have you not noticed? She's just the most bold one. There's that, that Drenai chick that's been sitting there. I'm not a fan of the Drenai. I'm not. Well, no, she plays on the normal server. I know, but it's not necessarily just this server. But you know what? When we were playing, we were playing Ark, there was that other faction. And that chick, when she hopped in voice chat, she was absolutely flirting with you. Mm-hmm. See? And there was, what? No, exactly. In Fortnite, there's a couple of girls who are over on that Discord server, and they absolutely have a thing for you, too. And just, all right, we'll get the boss fight set up. You know, everyone's all buffed and ready to go, and just watch where you are on the platform so when it drops, you don't. Yeah, you don't. Nothing bad happens. No, we're probably not going to get the invincible freaking mount. It'd be nice if we got the invincible mount. We never get the invincible. Why are we talking about this? Just come on, let's go. Let's go, let's do the... No, this doesn't have to be a big thing. No, that means a lot. You're right. Yeah, I'd appreciate it. I mean, when it comes to other guys, the first thing I do is tell them, hey, I'm with someone. Hey, I have someone in my life. I want them to know exactly where they stand and exactly the chance they have, which is none. And if they choose to go forward from there, that is their own heart they're breaking. Not yours. All right. No, it's fine. Really? Well, that would be nice. I would like to stay down here. It gets so loud. Everyone's talking over each other. And everybody wants to be, like, the funny one. Or the one getting the most attention up there. It's nice to be able to talk to you privately. Yeah. Plus, they could filter down here if they want to. They can see that we're talking down here. Probably won't come because it'll be just me and you. And maybe flirty McGee up there will go find herself that warlock that's been... Well, yeah, no, he likes her too. I don't think she's really taking notice of it, though. You're that strong, silent type. Yeah, I think that's why she likes you. You're not trying to overly get attention. You're not trying to impress anybody. You're just being yourself, and honestly, that's a rare thing to find. You're so confident in your... Well, no, I know you struggle with self-confidence, but you don't feel the need to scream and shout from the rooftops, and I think that's one of the things that attracted me to you. You can't have such a boisterous personality as mine and find someone who's just as boisterous. It doesn't work long-term. No, I've tried it. All right, fine. Look, we're halfway through the fight. I told you we could do it down here. No, we'll probably get some crap on it later. Hmm? You've been self-healing this entire time. But you know what? That's what you get. That's what you get. Alrighty. Let's finish this fight. And if you get invincible, I'm going to be so angry. Angry, angry. I'm going to be so angry. I've been wanting it for years. Hey guys, this is Xena Alexander, Mists of Stories. We have officially pulled all of the D&D people. Make sure that you create your characters. All the information is in the Discord, which will be linked in the description box below. We will be doing additional D&D nights. We don't have dates and times. Please don't. We will get them out to you guys as we can. If you are on the reservist list, that means that if someone does not show up on time or has to dip out early, you will then be on deck. Make sure you have your characters properly created and all your points allocated and all of your races, classes, all of that together. And wonderful. Shout out to Cambion for putting that together. That means the world to me because I've got so much going on that was actually one of the things I was like concerned about. Like completing and getting done. So shout outs. I want to say thank you to Sir Picklebottom. You've been absolutely amazing. And Jake Smash for constantly commenting on like all the videos that are out there. Druid Dude is also freaking fabulous. Love you more than bacon, darling. Inspiration. I did say I was going to do inspirations for my videos. Today's video is, really did happen. It wasn't this game. It was actually, a game that people probably don't know a ton about called Allods. It's not really around like it once was, Allods. I was a psionicist and I had a little internet relationship with a cutie who, he was like very nerdy and very like quiet, but somehow like everyone and their dog was attracted to him. And this other character, I don't want to say too much because it would reveal who she is, and she's still around. She's a very awesome person, was very, very flirty to him, definitely wanted him, and did not catch on that we and him were talking to each other. So we actually had a conversation that was very similar. It was back in the days when I didn't want to kind of label myself as a jealous person. I thought it was perfectly, like, normal, but I've learned through lots of therapy that I take it too far. And get too jealous too quickly, too possessive too fast. And that's because like loss, I've had a life of loss where everything that I've ever wanted was, taken away from me. I moved a lot, lost all of my possessions through fires, water damage, a whole bunch of other stuff, and had to rebuild multiple times in my life. So the idea of losing stuff causes a lot of anxiety, and I can manufacture situations in my head where I believe I'm about to lose something and I'm not. So working through that, again, don't feel sorry for me. It's just the inspiration of the story. And I know a lot of us have dealt with jealousy and stuff, and it's always nice to have someone who, it's always best to hear the person out, because someone who's feeling jealous through therapy, I've learned, is someone who is in a very fearful, scared state. They need the comforting to know that, you know, they're not going to lose something and just to be heard. So that was actually one of the better conversations when I had one about my jealousy issues, and it went really well. Big shout out to Dream Audio VA. It's her birthday today. I love her more than bacon. She's been one of my best friends for years and years and years. Like, she's a real life best friend. We typically rip on each other and just make terrible jokes to each other, but I have nothing terrible to say to her today. She has been a light in a very dark world, and she has pulled me out of some exceptionally difficult times. So we're going to be putting up an additional video today as a thank you to Dream. And I want to thank our community for coming together and making it happen. You guys are absolutely fabulous. And I love you guys more than bacon. And I will be seeing you guys in the next video. Toots, bye!